At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Texas legislature is scheduled to adjourn today, but it remains to be seen whether lawmakers will be called back for a special session. The legislature passed a two-year budget Saturday, the one bill they're constitutionally required to pass, but the two chambers still have to pass a bill that keeps crucial state agencies open. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wants a special session if bills on property tax reform and transgender public bathroom use aren't passed. Governor Greg Abbott also wants action on property tax reform. Only Abbott can call a special session. He has yet to say, though, if he'll do it. Now, among the bills now awaiting the governor's signature, a school policy bill with an amendment on the fate of Dallas County schools. Christina Martinez reports.
Dallas County Schools is one of two countywide education agencies left in the state. It's a regional bus operator that serves 12 North Texas school districts, but it's faced a number of controversies over questionable business dealings, finances, and safety concerns, which led many of its top administrators to leave. Original legislation by Republican Senator Don Huffines would have eliminated DCS entirely. In March, he repeatedly called the agency a rogue bureaucracy.
Without legislative action, the collapse of DCS will pull the rug out from under students and schools, leaving them with a potentially costly and unexpected ill-timed transition to find another bus provider.
Huffines' bill went through some changes and eventually became an amendment attached to a larger school policy bill. Now, voters will decide for themselves what to do with DCS in a November election. If voters approve scrapping the agency, there would be an 18-month transition period for the school districts. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
Now to the importance of sleep for older adults. Even though people sleep less as they age, it doesn't mean they need less sleep. For today's Vital Signs, I talked with Dr. Roger Paspula with Parkland Hospital's Geriatrics and Senior Care Center about factors that can impair sleep for seniors and steps they can take to get some needed rest.
The newborns kind of sleep 16 to 20 hours, ages 1 to 4, down to 11 to 12 hours. And afterwards, there's a gradual decline in sleep. And when we become older, it is less.
How much are we talking about on average?
National Sleep Foundation say that people between ages 18 to 64 years, they need to sleep around 7 to 9 hours. After 65 years, between 7 to 8 hours. And some people sleep less than that.
But why do elderly people tend to sleep less?
That's how the body is made. And of course, you know, add to that, as we become older, there are some other issues. There are diseases which kind of tend to cause these problems. For example, medical conditions like, you know, lung diseases, heart failure, high blood pressure, diabetes can cause less sleep. Obviously, you know, cancer, arthritis, chronic pain, and also psychiatric conditions like depression, dementia, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance abuse like alcohol and all this. All this have effect on less sleep. Apart from these problems also, the deep restorative sleep tend to be less in seniors as opposed to people who are much younger.
What's the reason for that?
We don't know the scientific reason. There are different theories. But overall, seniors tend to sleep less than people who are young. But it's not a red flag. An older individual who sleep less, they may go to bed early and rise up early. That's not a problem. It's kind of pattern they develop. Older adults, though they sleep less, they get up once at night and fall back again quickly to sleep. That's not a red flag. They shouldn't worry about it. The problem is, you know, if they are having frequent interruptions, they're getting too often, you know, that will impair rest of the day.
So one interruption at night's not so bad, but if they're having a few of interruptions each night, then that begins to take a toll.
Exactly. They become more fatigued. They feel tired. They have poor concentration, and, you know, that will impair their memory.
For seniors, though, who compensate with napping, does that help or offset those problems?
They can take nap, 20 minutes of nap or half an hour of nap, kind of in the afternoon, like, you know, early hours, as opposed to late in the evening, because that will again impact their sleep.
Can exercise help seniors get good or adequate sleep?
Exercise during daytime is important, but not before going to bed. Experts say that try to finish exercise like at least 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed.
You're not so wound up before you go to sleep or something, I guess.
Yeah, there are some hormones called, like, you know, cortisol. They increase in level. They may impair sleep. So exercise before sleep is not good. So earlier is better.
What can they do to improve their sleep?
Improving the sleep hygiene. They should avoid things like caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, you know, certain chemicals which can impair sleep. Turning off bedroom into sleep-inducing environment, keeping the temperature, you know, ideal, anywhere between 60 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, and whatever makes them feel comfortable. Establishing a routine, a sleep routine, doing things which are comfortable, like taking a bath, like reading a, you know, book, television, something more relaxing rather than doing some stressful things, you know, avoiding. Going to bed truly when they are tired. Don't expect the sleep to come. If somebody doesn't get sleep within 20 minutes, they say, like, get up and do something more relaxing and go back when you're tired.
Dr. Pasupula, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, sir, for inviting me.
Dr. Raja Pasupula is senior lead physician with Parkland Hospital's Geriatrics and Senior Care Center.